If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. Jonathan, very angry on Twitter, and says, the rendition of Fancy Like by Nate Bucati is trash. Trying too hard on the twang hurts my ears. At SSJWHB, at Jake Goody. Nate, your response.
Well, certainly when you put yourself out there as a performer, some people are going to like your art and some people are going to dislike it.
But, ever since high school, though, haven't you always been known as someone that tries too hard on the twang?
Bourbon Street Steak with the Oreo Shake. That's how he says it. I'm sorry. You can say I'm trying too hard, but that's how the guy says says those words.
Jonathan,
it's a steak and shake.
How about
it doesn't sound anything like that, man.
It's absolutely
how about
what he
Mike
says.
Mike DiPasquale, do you think Nate sounds...
No. Brutal.
What's the guy's name? Walker Hayes? Is that right?
Yeah, that's his name.
Walker Hayes.
Mike, do you think Nate sounds like Walker Hayes when he's singing that song?
No, and I'm disappointed because you lived in South Central Kansas for 2 years, right?
Yeah, and every summer for about six.
Right.
But the City Slicker and you came out. The City Slicker, Nate.
City Slicker.
Let me tell you something, Mike DiPasquale.
You're a tenderfoot. You got a tenderfoot in here.
New York City.
Do you want to know how many times I got called a city slicker when I was living in Arc City?
Quite a bit, because you are.
I would call you it, too.
Some kind of sissy. You don't wrestle?
You're not wrestling. You're definitely a city slicker.
I was a city slicker.
I played basketball or something.
A little short, wiry guy like you, how come you ain't wrestling?
You're a damn tenderfoot.
That was pretty bad. That was bad.
Thank you,
Mike. The only thing worse, though, Jake, you want the Rams to win?
Yes.
Badly. That actually makes me sick.
Oh, no. I can't stand Joe Burrow.
The Rams are everything that's wrong with the NFL.
I mean, look, the NFL
like
is the NFL.
Chiefs
There's
and
nothing
the Bengals,
wrong.
That's what's right with you. No, it is. The Chargers are playing. We're playing in a soccer stadium to 10,000 fans.
No, man, I can't stand Burrow, and I'm done with the Bengals, and Eli Apple can kiss my ass. So
wow.
I'm done with them. I'm bitter.
I agree with the Eli Apple part of it, yes, for sure. There's, you know.
Sorry.
Hey, Mike, he is bitter.
Way, that's
it's
not
a
worse
cheese
than
fan.
Nate's twang. That's not worse.
See, I don't understand what's going on here. There are things that I did learn when I was living in New York City. Like, number one, they don't wrestle there. They wrestle.
Right.
And you don't play in the creek. You play in the crick.
Yeah, crick.
You know, I don't think...
What's that river that runs through there called?
Well, there's the Arkansas River.
Yeah, it's not the Arkansas
no,
River, right?
It's the Arkansas River.
It's Arkansas.
And then there's Grouse Creek, which is on the other side of town. And that's where we used to hang out.
With Shades?
Shades the raccoon.
Nate had a pet raccoon.
No, kind of.
You know that, Mike?
Yeah, I do remember you talking about that. I mean, that's a common... That and a pet possum were real popular where I grew up.
I love trash pandas, man.
I didn't like the possums, but the raccoon was a cute little guy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like raccoons.
I feel like we're avoiding talking about the Super Bowl. But
let's get back to Jake's thoughts on Joe Burrow.
Right. Let me
ask you guys a quick question. What are your thoughts going to be watching the Super Bowl? Are you like, it's like every other year, you're mad about it? What are the thoughts?
So when the Chiefs lost to the Patriots in overtime in the championship game a couple of years ago, I was disgusted by the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Especially because I was watching that game. The Chiefs would have won this game. It was a terrible Super Bowl between
awful.
The Patriots and the Rams.
Awful.
And so
awful.
I really didn't want to watch it. And then watching the game, I didn't want to watch that game because that was a bad game. So on Sunday, I won't look forward to watching any of the pregame and the countdown or any of that stuff. It'll make me sick because it'll be filled with too many highlights of the Bengals beating the Chiefs. I'll be overwhelmed by that. Once the game starts, I want to watch the the national anthem. I want to watch the halftime show. I'll watch the game, but because I think it'll be a far better game than Patriots-Rams was. And so if the game starts to pull me in, I'll be into it. But, you know, I won't be excited about it. I'll watch it because I have to talk about it. I hope the game is so good that I'll just forget it and we'll watch a shootout and it'll be compelling. But, I won't get up and watch all the pregame like I normally do and be excited about it because I'm still pissed off. Nate?
I'm with you. I think it's fair.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. I mean, I do think it's actually going to be a good game. And I like the fact that there's good star power on both sides at the skill positions particularly. To go back to like what I was saying about the Rams, I hate the idea of the Rams in terms of what they represent as a team. But the team itself, like, I love Cooper Kupp.
Right.
You know, I think Matt Stafford, like, I have to give him a lot of respect. That guy suffered for a decade plus in Detroit.
Forever.
And he finally gets a chance to show that he actually has been a good player this whole time.
Yeah.
He seems
like a likable guy.
Aaron Donald deserves a Super Bowl. I mean, he's a Super Bowl-worthy football player, you know? So and on the other side, Ja'Marr Chase is incredible. And I actually like Joe Burrow a lot. I think he's tough as nails. Ugh. I think he's got a lot of moxie to him. Eli Apple can kiss my ass the way Jake said. I agree with that.
Unbelievable.
But I actually think it's got the makings for a good game.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly excited about the halftime show, which could possibly be an epic disaster.
Yeah. Well, I think no doubt I can't. I will watch that.
Yes.
I will watch that.
Yes.
The hell out of that.
Yes. Do we have any prop bets? Are we going to do any prop bets based on the halftime show?
I don't know. We're going to get to it. We'll start. Well, let's just go ahead and start because we can do more prop bets. We could have several.
Should we just start with the game? Let's pick the game
that's
first.
That's right. So keep it straight. But real quick, I have to bring this up.
Okay.
Since we talked about betting in this segment. Mike, I don't know if you saw this. I saw this last night, and I saw Jake retweet this with the word ouch. So something tells me that maybe Jake was not an innocent bystander to what happened last night. So did you see the end of the Kentucky-South Carolina basketball game last night, Mike, by any chance?
No, but I saw a headline this morning that said bad beat.
Yeah.
So I figured.
So Kentucky was favored by 11, and with 4 seconds left.
I had him at 10.5, by the way.
Oh, no. Well, explain what happened, Jake. I want to hear it from your perspective.
So the game was wrapped up. I mean, and the ball went down the court to the Kentucky player. I can't remember who had the ball. But
Shibway
had the ball. There was probably about 6 seconds on the clock, and they were up 10. And he's right underneath his own basket.
No one
there's like one other guy on that side of the court, but he was like at midcourt. So he's all alone underneath the basket as time is dripping off, and you're like, dunk it, dunk it, dunk it. And then he waits
till acts like he's going to.
Yeah.
And he does
like
it.
He does like a power dribble and then waits till the clock hits zero and then dunks it. And the next thing you see is the referee come underneath the basket and wave it like, no good.
But it's almost like he decided, you know what, I'll go ahead and dunk it. But it didn't leave his hand in time.
Yes.
And the buzzer went off as he was dunking it. And then whoever had Kentucky minus 10.5
won the bet.
Sounds to me like a young man who just didn't want to rub it in the face of his opponent by the scoreboard being inflated.
But then at the last second, he decided to dunk it.
I think he wanted to rub it in the face of all the gamblers out there.
I wish he was that smart.
He was just slow to the draw on the dunk.
I think he was just like, whatever, this game's over. I'll just hammer this home.
As soon as I saw Jake Mitchell, they go, so that's who got a bad beat last night. So I just had to mention that before we move on to greener pastures, hopefully, for Jake Gutierrez. Give us your... Give us the particulars for the Super Bowl. Please.
Super Bowl LVI. The Rams are a 4-point favorite. They're minus 4. The total on this game is 49.5. What do you like there, Mike?
49.5, you said?
49.5.
I'm going to stick with the – I'm going to take the bank. I'm going to take the points at the Bengals, and then I'll take the under. I don't know. It just kind of feels
like
right
the under,
when
huh?
the Bengals have been playing. I just want the Bengals to win. I don't like the Rams. What Nate said, sure. Represent all that's wrong in the world. I evil empire. You know,
I'm
really
a spiteful
empire.
Human, though. Sorry. I mean, I get it.
Aren't we all?
To some extent, but I don't know if everybody's to my level. I like the over, though.
Fight.
What do you like, Nate?
I think the Rams are going to win the game. The question is, are they going to cover the 4 points? What I think is going to happen is I think that the Chiefs did not take advantage of the Bengals' biggest weakness, which is their offensive line.
Yes, just going to say that.
And I think that Aaron Donald will wreck that Bengals' offensive line. And Joe Burrow.
And Von Miller.
Yeah, and Von Miller. Yep. And Joe Burrow will make a couple plays against those guys. I think that one of the things I admire about Joe Burrow is that he is tough and plays that position almost like a linebacker, but that is actually going to go against him in this game because you don't want to take on Ndamukong Suh. You know, God, why do I keep saying that? Aaron Donald. Why do I do that all the time?
Because he used to play for the Rams.
You don't want to take on Aaron Donald. And I think he's going to get hit a lot.
Or Ndamukong Suh.
And I think it's going to hurt him. And so I think that's going to be the biggest difference in the game. So I think the Rams will win. I'm just trying to decide if they're going to cover. I'm going to say yes. I think the Rams win by 7, but I will take the under as well.
Do we move on to the prop bets now?
Let's do it.
Okay, they're not really going to be football related. They're going to be more fun for while watching the Super Bowl. So let's start with celebrity show.
Notes.
We have two different groups here as far as what celebrity will be shown first. Okay, so out of this first group, who will be shown first during the game? Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, J-Lo, or Kim Kardashian?
So you should pick one.
Got to pick one.
During the game, there's a commercial, the crypto commercial count. It's got to be during the game, like in the crowd.
Yeah, it's got to be during the game.
Leo.
Give me the names again.
Leo, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, J-Lo, and Kim Kardashian.
I'm going to go Kardashian.
Okay. Well, I was going to say it's the last one I think they'll show. I don't even know if she'll be there.
Here's group two. Who will be shown first during the game out of this group? Magic Johnson, LeBron James, Kevin Hart, Justin Timberlake, or Clayton Kershaw?
Magic.
No.
He's the favorite.
I was going to take Magic.
No, you weren't.
You're too slow to call.
Hey, man, Kevin Hart's everywhere. That dude is at every game, at every big event.
And he tries to get up on stage.
I was going to say, he finds the cameras.
But that's
man.
An Eagles right, thing. Yeah. I'm going LeBron.
LeBron?
Yep.
Okay.
You love LeBron.
All right.
I do love LeBron.
What highlights will be shown first during the game? Highlights of the Rams-Pats Super Bowl, where, of course, the Rams were upset by the Pats, or highlights of the Rams-Titans Super Bowl, where the Rams won in that game-saving tackle by Mike Jones?
I'll let Nate go, but we all know that answer, right? You got it, Nate.
Rams-Pats.
Yes, but I'll take... Rams, Titans.
Okay,
hey, you know, wasn't the guy who made that tackle, didn't he go to Southwest High for the Rams?
Yeah,
Mike Jones.
Went to Mizzou.
Yep.
Went to Mizzou.
Yeah, didn't we accidentally have him on the show one time?
There was a reporter named Mike Jones. Which one did we have on by mistake?
We had the reporter on by mistake.
Is that what we did?
We thought it,
there we go.
We thought it was Mike Jones that played football in the zoo, and it was the reporter, Mike
from, like,
Jones.
The Dallas Morning News?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, there's a reporter and the big sports guy in Miami. His name is Mike DiPasquale. And I was on the phone with a car service company last year, and the lady's like, hey, I got to ask you, is this the Mike DiPasquale? And I was like, well, actually... She goes, I love you on Channel 7. And I just rolled with it.
See, I could have swore we had Mike Jones, the football player, on during the Big 12 tournament. We were supposed to have Mike Jones to talk about the Big 12 tournament. And we called Mike Jones, and it was the football player. He's like, yeah, I'm just hanging out in St. Louis. We're like, what are you doing in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be in Kansas City right now? He's like, why?
I was thinking about that tackle I made. Okay, so here's the final one. Okay, you pick one. What player will be shown as a highlight when they were an NFL player? An image or a highlight? Which player will be shown from their playing career during the Super Bowl? Boomer Esiason, Kurt Warner, Chris Collinsworth, Icky Woods, Marshall Faulk, or Eric Dickerson?
Which one's first?
Who's going to be shown first? Like, they'll show highlight, you know, of great former Bengals players, Rams players. Which player image or highlight will you see first of those former Rams and Bengals during the broadcast?
Covering the Super Bowl, is this an NBC Super Bowl? Because that matters, right? Like, they're not going to show Boomer.
You're a TV guy, Jake. Answer the question.
It's NBC.
Yeah, it is NBC.
So probably not Boomer. I don't know. Boomer, even though he's a CBS guy, right?
I'm going Chris Collinsworth, you know?
Yep.
If it's NBC.
Oh, he's Sunday Night Football.
Yeah,
you won.
But they
got to
show him as a player.
Yep.
They have to show him in a Bengals uniform, like a highlight from his career.
Hmm.
They'll show both, but they'll show Chris Collinsworth first. We'll get him a little ribbing. Yeah.
Back when their helmets just said Bengals on the side.
Stylish helmets. I had the little plastic helmet car when I was younger that said Bengals on the side. Still probably in my parents' basement somewhere.
And finally, this one's for Jake. Yes is plus 600. No is minus 1500. Will they show Joe Burrow smoking a cigar during the broadcast?
You want me to answer this?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think yes, they will.
No matter how many times.
Yeah.
And doing the Louisiana Get the Gat song or whatever it's called.
Ugh.
That him dancing to that is my kids would say cringe.
Cringe worthy.
Oh, he's not
you don't like it either. Jake doesn't like
dancer.
It. Well, there's Oliver Nate hopefully taking meticulous notes of that. All right, Mike, tell people if they need your assistance, how can they get a hold of you?
DM Law USA. Everyone have a good weekend. As Chiefs fans, we know we're going to be back, so who cares? It wasn't like our only opportunity to get there. Got many more chances to win the Super Bowl going forward, so enjoy the game.
Amen, brother. That is.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Mike DePasquale, you do the same thing. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.